any listing on it whatsoever, or is it just parcel number on the, or any description of the parcel?
It just, I think it just has the parcel number. Yeah. The only way I know it's the cell, or at least I'm assuming it's the cell towers, I looked it up online. On the.
It's kind of.
The maps, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's the corner where the cell tower is. So, I guess, I mean, if you don't want me to look into.
Do.
It becoming exempt, I can just pay it, but then we need to add it to the list of bills to be paid. I mean, either way, it needs to be paid, but I'm just not sure how much needs to be paid at this point.
What we could do is approve it for the full amount.
Yeah.
And then.
And anything less.
Let's fold it into the, pay the bills for February.
Okay, so include it with them.
And if it's less than, we'll net the difference.
Okay. All right, the next thing I have is kind of related to the cell tower as well. They had sent a form along, well, first was the change of address form for it. And that needs to be signed by somebody else. Says all parties to the lease, so I'm not sure who's on the original lease. So that needs to be signed in order to change the address, and then they also sent along a direct deposit enrollment form that the money from the cell tower could go directly into our checking. And I'm all for anything that does that. And again, this needs to be signed by, note that all parties to the lease must sign the form.
Huh.
I think.
I would say Sugar Creek Township, Sugar Creek Township should be the lessee, and so we should have full authorization to sign that. Do we need to approve a motion to do that?
Why not?
All right, I move to transition the cell tower lease from getting a check to direct deposit. Is that what we're doing? All right, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, who moved?
You I did. Moved.
And you seconded?
They both seconded.
Okay.
You're simultaneous.
Yeah, it was.
I'll put you.
By a nose.
Right with that, Mitch.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. What do we have in there, Scott? Just two places with the
signature? Yeah, just two signatures.
Okay. The next thing I have is.
I'm gonna go ahead and date this.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, are you? I'll wait if you're not done.
Okay.
All right, the next thing I have is I would like to ask for approval to add a utility line to the road and bridge fund so that utilities can be paid out of there instead of the general fund. It was under the advice of Valerie that anything, any kind of utilities related to the garage can come out of that fund as compared to our general fund.
I'll entertain a motion from one of you gentlemen.
So we're going to be changing funds, what we need to do.
It would probably also be kind of like that other one that will be changing in a month within the funds. So we'll have to move the appropriations from the general fund as well. But I'll need to make an account in the road and bridge because I don't think there's
So first approval for making the line item in the road and bridge account.
And then reallocating amongst the funds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that change the PO we just signed?
I would probably have to close that one and make a new one, yes.
Since it has the old.
Yes, but we did pay some utilities out of that now, so it will, we'll probably have some in the general fund.
So basically,
But there's no current.
Like $4,000 that we can.
Yeah, divert.
Divert to that fund, okay.
It'd be just as easy in that same motion to do that, we just also include the, you know, the PO with that. Put that all in one shot, so done two separate.
I don't, however.
I would keep it separate.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I'll have to print a new PO and bring that for you to sign.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to set up a new line item in road and bridge to pay utilities associated with the township garage.
I'll second.
Okay, I made that motion.
Okay. Okay.
And then when you get us the details of that number and what money flows in and out with a new PO, then we'll do that. Approval then. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, because I don't know how much, because I think Valerie said the streetlights need to still come out of the.
I'm gonna say that was like $3,500 or $4,000, because the streetlights was seven at Lake Harmony and 72 at Kettering.
I think the streetlights are under a different, are under contracted services.
Okay, these are.
So those will still.
The lights in our yard.
Utilities.
Yeah.
Down the garage.
Yeah, the garage, any utilities at the garage.
That still comes out of.
Well, that's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Or some general fund to the.
To the road and bridge.
But I think we should do it by resolution, because if we're gonna change from general fund to road and bridge.
Right.
That's a, the legal level of control.
That's a separate.
Now, well, do you want to pass that resolution tonight, and then I'll just prepare it and you can sign it next time?
Yeah, we can do that. So we've got a motion approved on the, or a motion seconded on the floor right now to give Anita the authority to set up the line item. Let's pass that first, or vote on that first. So all in favor of authorizing Anita to make the new line item in road and bridge, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that motion carries. Now we have a resolution to approve the, changing the appropriations.
Amending funds within, or amending appropriations within the funds, yeah.
I'll move that we vote on resolution O2-06-2018-3, authorizing the fiscal officer to amend the appropriations for utilities from the general fund to the newly established line item for road and bridge. Is there a second?
Yep.
John seconds.
Do you want to roll call?
Roll call.
Okay.
Please.
John?
Sorry.
Scott?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Are we halfway through your list yet?
Sorry. Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay.
This is for OPERS. They sent me a packet to change and update the contact information at, on the online. I need an alternate signer to sign this, so I need one of the trustees, whether it be you as president, to sign this, to give this back to them, because I cannot certify my own name, and I need to sign myself up.
Do we need to vote on that?
I don't, yeah.
I don't think we need to vote on that.
And then I think I need you to sign this as well as the alternate signer, and I'll sign, and then if you want to just sign beside me, that is
acceptable. Employee and signature of certifying officer is me?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No, I don't let me push you.
I think the only other thing then are the
bills. Okay. You gave me the cancellation request for the insurance policy to take Jerry off of that, as since he has resigned as fiscal officer. Has cancellation date here, and the time is 12:01 a.m. So I'm going to say January 1st of 2018 is the cancellation date. And I will sign as the authorized signature.
Thank you.
Thank you. For real? Okay. Thank you very much, Anita.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we need to approve the paying of the February bills. You had some amendments that you want to detail for us?
Yeah, these were bills that Kevin brought to me today. The Stony Point Hardware, there are just three additional ones that he'd given me a couple of them before, but there were three more that when they sent the statement, you can look what's on them. It's a bunch of T's and valves and clamps and hose reels, and then same thing.
So what's the total amount?
Total for Stony Point, the additional total. This is in addition to the one already listed.
Right.
$558.99. The next one that I would like to add is Gerber Lumber and Hardware. I don't have a statement yet because their statement got kicked back because the address was still wrong, so I changed the address today and confirmed that this is the only one, 124.18. This one here is Leroy Candle Trucking. The amount on this one is $2,819.34. And that's for something that was hauled in. 67A. And then these two bills are Hatch Web Development. I think they're for 17 and 18.
Probably. That one was dated
They're
December.
Dated 12/1/16 and 12/1/17.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's prepayments for the next year.
I got a email from Luke, our contact at Birdeye, and he said, hey, you guys are 2 years in arrears. Well, it's actually...
I wonder if my email to him, or my calling them, prompted the email to you, or did you call too? Because I called this morning.
Contacted him and said, look, we've had administration change. I've got documents that I need to upload. He has uploaded those, and then lo and behold,
So. Well, I called, and it was about the same time that I heard from you that you agreed that these were...
Yeah.
So...
So we're not 2 years in arrears. We just are paying for 17 and now prepaying for 18.
And so that's 240 a year.
Each, yeah. So 480 total.
Yes. Oh, and then
the
real estate taxes, which the total of that will be $586.10 if we pay
the max.
Okay.
So that brings the total
Can you give us a total?
I can.
Before we take action.
Let me grab a drink of water.
$23,766.
Sorry, I need to say that again.
$23,766.
$23,7?
Yes.
$0,066?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the paying of the February 2018 bills.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None opposed? It's unanimous. Motion carries. We will stop by and pay these, actually do the signing of the checks after our signature card is approved, or I mean, really, once we sign and it's turned in, we're approved. It's just a matter of them doing their paperwork.
Right.
Right?
So all three of you will stop at some point?
Yeah.
So once I get the third person stopped, I can send them?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of something else. Shoot. I have no postage. I have no stamps. All right. I'll figure something out.
Yeah. So we'll contact you, shoot you a text. You're either down here or over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we vote on that?
Who did that? Did you?
I have my notes says Scott Widmer motioned and Mitch seconded. And did we vote? We did. My short-term memory is. So are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, John, I'll open it up to you. You've got some items here.
Just a couple. Really last month, we were shot a bore permit, except for they forgot to put the paper in to actually sign it and approve it.
Right.
So we have a pretty map of nothing to actually sign and okay. So we do have a signature sheet here we do need to sign out. Then we're looking at possibly having them give Kevin the authority to go ahead and make those signatures and then just give us the copies once that's done. Really, it's up to, he's the one that reviews them to make sure they're going below our ditch line, and he's the one going out and checking on it, and he's been doing that for years, so streamlining the process a little bit. Our townships are doing that also, giving their road super the permission to go ahead and do that.
So first, we need to approve the boring that we had given him verbal approval for. We need to do it in writing. Do I understand that correctly? Or
we haven't given official approval.
We haven't done official yet. We only.
And this is for 2424 South Culver Road.
Right.
Between Gowdy and Hackett Road.
So let's sign that approval. Do we need to have a vote on that? That's kind of procedural. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, you're just giving permission that
right.
The supervisor is okay with that.
Okay.
And so one copy stays with Anita for public record, one goes to Kevin for his records,
yep.
Or reports have been done.
Then the second issue is let's give Kevin authority, but. We'll cover that second.
So this copy that you're giving to me stays with like the minutes?
Goes for public record. I'm not sure where Jerry, if he had a.
Okay.
Separate file. There's a lot of files over there.
Yeah.
Do the bottom. Then they'll both be the
same.
Yeah, yeah. The third one. The third or four.
Yeah, this is bore at 2424. South Polar.
Okay. Okay.
Take that back to Kevin.
Okay, so I will move to authorize Kevin to approve.
Do we need a motion or do we need a resolution to get the
resolution? Oh, that might be a resolution. Okay.
I think in the other one, a couple of the other townships I was looking at, I believe they did that was a resolution to authorize their road super.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 02-06-2018-4, authorizing Kevin Hofstetter, or should we say road superintendent to approve road boring, utility boring under roads, following the guidelines that we have in policy to be 36 inches under the ditch line, bottom of the ditch.
Minimum of.
Because I think that one there was a 54 or 52.
Yeah. Is there a second to that?
I will second.
And we'll need a roll call.
Okay.
Yep.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Is that something that I will type up the actual resolution next month? Okay.
I think that was an example from the East Union, had an example of that.
Of the
East Union.
The wording. Okay.
Next item.
Kevin said about time to do some tree trimming. So we went on and got some bids for doing tree trimming. Information I provide you, he's looking at doing Arnold from Wangard to Kittering, Emerson looking at Zerker to Wangard, Gowdy, West Lebanon 94, Hackett, West Lebanon to Deerfield, Mosier 94 down to Gerber Feed, and the whole road of Bear. So after all that, he got two quotes in on that. Kittering Trees Roots came in at $23,000 and Apple Creek came in at $8,000. So I did ask, well, is Apple Creek licensed and bonded, and then they're set up to $2 million. Again, that's what the copy is on the second one, their copy of insurance. And I've used Kittering Tree Service before. I didn't ask to get their copy of their insurance, but I already had that myself. I knew they were already insured. So with the tree trimming, all we're looking at doing is going back to our right-of-ways. I've gotten information from the county engineer with a old map with our right-of-ways drawn on it, along with a written set. It also goes somewhere along with here. I haven't had a chance to verify that everything that's in this old book that I found over at the township garage, if there's stuff that's newer or not on there. So I'm still trying to go through that and make sure that it gives you a list of where.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Most of ours we have are 60 foot, so 30 foot off the center each way. And that's all we're looking at doing is cleaning up off our right of way. We're not looking at putting too much more in that.
Cool.
Are we aware of anybody else doing this?
Any service?
Any other townships?
Yes, there's our township that do that. East Union does it. They're actually using Apple Creek Tree Service.
That's
I know
the
our townships over in Stark County, they have their own chippers and whatnot. They go out and do that maintenance themselves, but I don't think that's going to be cost effective for us to go out and buy the equipment and just contract out with that.
And so this, they have this quote here. See, they have this timed in hours. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think Kidron has that as well, look like. That seems to be the difference in the prices, the amount of hours Apple Creek estimates versus Kidron estimates.
Yeah.
So they're giving us time or finishing the job.
It's basically time involved. They're giving you a quote on, they think it's going to take this many hours. Shouldn't go over that many hours. So most like getting tree service. Three of them are all 11 and a half hours, and then we'll go to Apple Creek. They're not all matching, they're all different.
And this would be something that would be done when would be ideal?
They said ideally you do it February and March before your big storms come and have stuff come down and try to get some of the stuff cleaned up before it comes out of trees. It's ideal. Let's say you couldn't push it off to March or April.
But almost like the, what do you think of the prosecutor's office looking at the agreement?
As far as the Apple Creek one.
Before we sign it?
That's what I
think that's good.
Because I would be curious too to make sure that, you know, the contract is, what if they go 10 hours on this stretch of road?
Right.
You know, what's the contract for?
Right.
Because we're going to only authorize a dollar amount,
not
the time. So.
If you authorize up to your dollar amount, they go over well. Well, I think they have to come back and have a good explanation why they went over on their estimate.
John, do you want experience uploading this into the matrix and following this along?
No problem.
And I see here on the lawn repair again, I don't anticipate that it would be a problem, but.
This is their general contract they use for everybody. We're not going to have yards because we're going to get into their ditch. Unless perhaps the off chance that they didn't cut right, swung off, and fell into a yard, I guess would be the only thing. All we're dealing with is our basically straight over right of ways. Dropping them out onto the road and chipping. Most of our areas wooded where they have a place close enough where most people are okay with taking the chips back in, not forcing us to haul them away. So, typically.
Yeah, but that's something that
typically
we'll
you get a homeowner and all of a sudden gets a number, but Kevin knows who the homeowners are on these stretches that he's done. There's only maybe one or two that have been.
But
he has to go out and explain things to them.
But he would be supervising this.
Yes. Supervises this. Yes.
And as far as closing the road or putting up signs, that's how is that going to be done?
That's all stuff. Take care of our own supervisor.
So, yeah, we could upload that.
Yeah. Thank you, John, for taking that back to the prosecutor, see if we can get a timely response. If we can't get a timely response from them on this, then we'll talk about it in March.
Sounds fine. So in front of you also have the notice for bidding for our stone, which we typically do now. Kevin drew it up. Changed some things that we did. He did give us the old copy of what was done last year.
Okay.
To compare against. He said he drew it up. He said, but if you have some things that you want to change, he's not opposed to it. He basically followed. There's things that we would like to do. He would like to do also to update it to a more streamlined version, but we just ran out of time this year to get that done. We'll look at it through the year to bring for 2019.
Do we need a motion to publish this notice to bidders?
Yes. And that is also, we have to put it in the paper a couple times. There's some rules that go with publishing this out to make sure we've done it correctly. Like some of the stuff he changed with the addresses where stuff was supposed to
right.
go to. Changed that. He wanted to make sure you guys were okay with the bit where the bid location would be opened up was going to be at.
Do we want it delivered to the township yard, or do we want it to go to the P.O. box?
That's
what bids can be mailed, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we want the stone in the box.
Ah, got it. That would be tricky.
Mm-hmm. And March 6th is the
next regular meeting.
That's the reason why I have the daily record up there. It's typically who we've been advertising with is the daily record.
Ah, good.
They have that legal notice section. I've looked on, going through the OTA, I know some other townships advertise it up on their webpage too, that the bids are out.
May I have a motion to approve sending the, publishing the notice to the bidders as presented here? Dated February 7th, 2018.
Yeah, I'll move on that.
Thank you, John. I will second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? There are none opposed. Motion carries.
Sorry, can you tell me again what the actual motion was to?
We have approved publishing the notice to bid for stone.
Okay, publishing.
Did you give a copy to Anita?
I emailed a copy to her. Do you want a second copy?
If it's in my email, I can get it.
Yeah, I emailed all these attachments to you.
Okay, just tonight?
No, a day or two ago.
Oh, yesterday. Yes, okay.
This isn't a big stack, and I think there's 10 or 11 pieces of information I gave. If not, I do have a copy.
Okay.
And is Anita forwarding that to the Daily Record, or?
I can continue to take care of that. That's no problem.
Please do so.
Next.
Yes, sir.
Giovanni, the our plastic Type 3 barricades out there. The trees, So Kevin is wanting to get our temporary ones that are temporary, which means they can walk away. You know, he'd like to get something more weighted out there, or weather resilient out there. There's a whole thing going on. We don't have any time frame for when even the project's going to start. So what we've kind of proposed is putting coffin blocks and then taking your Type 3 barricade that are on steel and bolting them to it. Along with putting the road closed sign, also adding a road closed 500 feet back at the, so if you go back at the S-turn to the south, as you come away from the dam, that's about 500 feet away, adding that, along with adding road closed signs out at 30 and at Barrett Road, say local traffic only. So,
and this is what you've got detailed here.
These are the estimates on the sign, cost of the signs, the LED lights, which are $20. In fact, he doesn't even have any halogens anymore. And then all this stuff will be available to us once that project is all done.
About how many LED barricade lights, or is the $20 the total?
$20 per light.
Per light, so
yeah.
Four lights, six lights?
Four lights.
And then the two road closed signs, you have one at 60 and another at 100?
Yes, those are estimates at the county where we could buy our signs from.
Okay. Won't we need one at the 500 and then two, one at either intersection? Did I understand that?
The road closed signs, yes. We'll need
So we would need three total.
I believe the road closed signs are already on the barricades that are out there.
Okay.
So this is just, and there's a dead end sign that's out there that they put up also at Route 30.
Okay. I'm driving towards a total dollar value.
Yes. And actually those prices are
just ballpark. Okay.
Those are ballpark. They were overshot. We got a confirmed price yesterday and they are overshot.
So. Do you have a tally?
1,080. If we use four lights at,
yeah,
or at 20.
So 849.60. Yeah, ish. Well, yeah, I saw on the matrix today that Andrea had responded and with a non-response. And so there is no, obviously nothing's going on now. We're not certain if they have a plan for the spring, summer,
no.
Whenever.
We're still waiting on the engineering firm to kick back a price, or Biker to kick back a price from what Buckeye Engineering came up with.
So let's say worst case scenario,
mm-hmm,
nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
This gives us a permanent solution, quote unquote, permanent, or it gives us a long-term solution, maybe.
Long-term temporary solution.
Yeah, until something grave happens.
So whether they decide they're going to fix it, or we abandon, are they going to abandon it, or we're, you know,
right,
directly closing it, we're going to abandon the thoroughfare. That's stuff for the prosecutor and all that to go through. This is just the anticipation that hopefully at some point this spring that association will come up and go, yes, we have the money, we're going to go ahead and start fixing, because like we have the ruling that we're only responsible for the surface of the road, we're not responsible for anything below it, so they have to take care of everything below it before we can put our surface on top.
Okay, so yeah, we just band-aided it with plastic signs.
Yes, because no one's willing to sign off that road is stable enough to handle bus traffic, fire, EMS, garbage trucks. It's got soft spots.
Yeah, so, I mean, the road is closed.
Right.
It's
so
been closed since October.
Okay.
November. Somewhere.
So 3 or 4 months.
So this is just giving a more permanent temporary solution. That's
right. We're spending $1,000.
And all of it can be reused again once
but it's
that project
an investment in inventory.
Because this stuff won't be used for if we permanently abandon that section of the road, that'll be something totally different.
Right.
But again, that'll be us having to go through prosecutor and the whole nine yards to figure out what the official way is to do that. Kevin's just looking for an approval to go ahead and purchase the stuff, get that put out. He'll take care of putting it out there and setting it up.
And did this was run by the county engineer?
Not yet. If you want that ran by there, I have no problem sending it by him just to give a final okay on that.
I would like to do it,
yeah,
that it goes through the county engineer,
okay,
and then goes to the county prosecutor. Because, like, you know, they're going to, if we went to the prosecutor first, they're going to want to look at the county,
yeah,
engineer.
Right.
The OMUTC book is not something that Andrea is very,
right,
familiar with.
Right.
It took me, I read that thing for 4 hours. That's a real interesting reading right there.
So if that could at least go to, yeah, the
engineer. Okay. If the engineer says you discussed it with Andrea already and they're okay with that, or you want it to two separate paper trails?
Well, I want a paper trail.
Okay.
I don't, then, you know, that something from the county engineer that he's seen that the, you know, and he is authorized the equipment that we're going to buy, you know, to take care of that. I don't want to buy it and find out it's 12 inches too low.
Right.
All this type 3 stuff, all the stuff he's buying is standardized equipment. It's actually listed in that OMUTC book. There is exact requirements for how wide, the amount of reflective, the whole 90 or so. And Kevin, when he orders it, all that stuff's coming from that guidebook. So it's not like he's buying from a hardware and it's, you know, whatever compliant they found. So this meets their ODOT specs.
So are you taking that to the engineer? We're not taking action until we hear back.
You want to do that in March then?
Yes. Tires.
So, looking at tires on the F-350 that we have, down about quarter, third, somewhere in there. Basically, if it's wet out, he has to put in four-wheel drive to get anywhere, let alone any snow or any mud. So we're at the point of the tires. The price you quoted there from the Bridgestones, I went on state procurement. And yes, that is the price from state procurement. And that $137 per tire, now that's not going to be mounting and balancing. I'm assuming that you've gone there $20 for mounting and balancing per tire on top of that. Somewhere in that, roughly, what he thought they would be charging on that.
And am I missing? I don't see who the vendor is here.
The vendor, the Holmes Tire.
Is it Trail?
Trail Tire, thank
Trail
you.
Tire, okay.
Does he need to us to approve
the purchase of that tire? Yes, since it's going to be a high dollar amount. Yes.
Okay.
So,
how many tires?
Simple motion. Yeah.
How many tires? Four, six.
Four.
Okay. Okay, so that's 560 plus mounting balancing, another 80, 640.
Typically, yes.
Yeah.
They don't make you charge over on government entities.
Okay.
In fact, $137 is a pretty good price.
That is.
And you look at 17-inch tires.
Yeah.
Especially E-rated tires.
Has somebody ever told you that?
I'm guesstimating 640. All right.
Have we done business with them before? Are they one of our vendors? Okay. So they would be a vendor in the system.
Trail Tire?
Trail Tire.
Okay.
He said he's been using them for a few years now, he said.
So then we'll do a what a then and now.
Well.
We don't have a PO.
If we don't, well, I would, is that going to fall under any of the blanket POs?
Okay. We have PCs that are open that don't cover any of that stuff.
And since those were dated January 30th, we're after that date, so.
All right, may I have a motion to approve getting tires on the F-350 at an approximate cost of $640?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. There's none opposed. It's unanimous. Motion carries.
Also, Kevin brought up that they have looking at smaller generator, mainly just to, they have no steam right now. If the power would go out, there's nothing to keep that building warm, keep pipes from freezing. So he's happy with just a small little generator, just enough to keep it warm in there. Also, the benefit would be is that if they're out working on pipe and they need to use a Sawzall or something out there, they have corded Sawzalls, they would now be able to have something to run that out there at the job site. So, not only just emergency, he's looking at it for use while doing repairs and for culverts and whatnot also. And for $529 is what we're looking at from Harbor Freight. Not a high duty use thing, but something that, you know, for sure you'd have $529 if any of the water pipes froze inside that building.
Yeah, because that other generator just doesn't, I mean, it's real old, it doesn't work. And they already have the cord, and I think the hookup's already there.
Yes.
On the power switch. I mean, I remember seeing.
Yeah, there's a cord over there hanging on there, the switch over there.
Yeah, the
he
only
said
thing
maybe next year they'd look into having a better way of doing that to make sure we. Right now the cord runs outside, and the door's going to be cracked open a little bit because of the cord running through the little man door there. But
yeah, I'm not a fan of that because we have materials in there.
Right.
That we need.
So do you want him to, after he gets this, to get a quote from some electricians on,
I mean, just to get a,
just give us a sleeve,
something to go outside the door there.
Yeah,
have them come up with an idea of what they want
to
do with that.
Either through the block or through the block. Right?
Yeah, through the block, not through the door.
Because that's
because
I don't want that open. And
yeah,
you don't want that.
Yeah, because electric panel's right there in the little office.
What was the total of that?
$529.99.
Plus?
Plus tax, probably. Well, no, pay tax.
Yeah, and I think if they get that wheel kit, I think that's extra.
Freight. Harbor freight. Are we picking it up in Canton, or are they shipping it to us?
I would be happy just picking it up since I'm in Canton quite a bit.
You can pick it up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No big deal at all. Yeah, valid through 3/31/18.
Okay.
Now, we have a tax exemption form I could take with me.
I'm sure we do somewhere.
We just haven't had them yet.
Hmm.
I'll look at that. See if they're in that file cabinet over there.
We can print one off to the internet, like a.
Oh.
Says tax claim exemption, and then just need to fill it out.
Okay.
That's probably how, yeah.
Okay, so do we need a motion to approve buying the generator for $529? Will be total $529 because no tax, no freight.
Except you get the wheel kit.
And the wheel kit.
Is about $30 or something of that.
I'm gonna say, I was reading, I didn't say anything on there about that not being part of the wheel kit, battery sold separately.
So we might be up to $600, $650?
When we authorize up to six, or $650.
$650.
For the battery.
Conveniently don't list the wheel kit and battery.
Right.
They don't even give that price.
Well, the battery we can get anywhere but Harbor Freight and. Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and get that wheel kit as long as it's not, and for the battery, as long as it's not outrageously.
Yeah.
You know, we can go down hardware and buy $3 wheel and stick on there and do the same thing. They wanna charge you $50 for the wheel kit.
Exactly.
It's in reason.
And I see that there is this, you got a 20% off coupon here, so you could use that on the wheel kit.
All right, motion to approve up to $650 for generator, wheel kit, and battery.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Generator. John.
He has about as many things as I do.
I'm not sure where that was, yeah.
I can come back around. We'll go around here as many times as we need.
I think it's gonna be caught in some other stuff down.
Okay. Mitch, you wanna go? I got two things.
I've got one. We don't need to take any action on it tonight, but I do wanna get a head start on capital budgeting for the next tax budget that we're gonna do. And I'd like to get with Kevin and look at scheduling that out. So anything that's a major capital item, we wanna schedule out at least 5 years, potentially up to seven or something. And then we'll look at that way when July comes around, we'll have the information if we gotta come up with a fund, or we'll start funding it into a capital budget fund. And we'll actually make a yearly appropriation, and then there'll be a balance in there. Mm-hmm. So when we need that equipment, the money's there.
So the next thing on the list is gonna be the mower. You said 5 to 10 years on that.
Yeah, but I wanna look at everything.
Trucks we just got.
Right. So I'll start to talk, I mean, it'll take a process, but I'll start to talk to him and look at, and then we can bring it back and look at what the schedule is, what our target dates are. We'll have to match that with what we think we're gonna have for appropriation, what we'll have per year. Take a look at that. But yeah, no action on that, but I'd like to get that started if that's okay with you.
That's the capital equipment life and replacement schedule?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, I was contacted by Dave Breakner of ODOT on February 1st. He asks, I'm trying to find out if there is any zoning in Sugar Creek. I have a company wanting to erect a billboard on State Route 30 at the car wash near the intersection of South Mill Street and Lincoln View Drive. My response to him was, I'm not aware of any zoning restrictions within Sugar Creek Township. However, the location you indicated is within the limits of the village of Downton. We don't have any zoning restrictions, do we? We don't have any at all. We've never.
That's a whole new mess.
That property is not, I mean, I think that is in the
I believe that's in the village. So I told him I would follow up with him after this meeting and just verify my suspicion that there's nothing. I will confirm the township status after our February 6th board meeting. So I'll follow up with him tomorrow. I gave you guys the township road crash report that I received from Ohio Department of Transportation. It shows the crashes on each of the township roads that have occurred in since 2012 to 2016 crash data.
12 or 14?
Well, I was reading
16 on the bottom.
12 to 16.
Right above the data mining.
Okay, yeah. Because that's where I saw that. I saw
14 to 16. So, yeah, 30 crashes in a three year period, 2014 to 2016. And it looks like Cola Road's the most, and Moser Road and Withridge Road are the most prominent. Even Little Emerson Road.
Yeah,
but Cola Road's the Yeah.
And this is township.
Just township roads. Kidron Road's obviously not shown here. It depends on how the state police, or rather the trooper or sheriff or whoever, codes this road. Like you'll see at Kidron Road in Gowdy, that was coded as Gowdy. If it's not coded a township road, then it's not on here.
So like all the accidents out there at Winger and 30.
They must be all 30.
They're coding state property. State.
Yep.
And the only fatal is up there on Northwest 11.
Yeah.
That, on a straight stretch of road.
Well, right there at Church Road there's a surprise. That wouldn't be Church Road, though, would it? That would be more of, yeah. Church Road would be further up. I have no action there that I'm aware of.
Is this something that comes every year?
I think it's available at the OTA conference, at the DOT booth. I was hanging out with trustees from Chippewa, and we stopped in there and got it. Schrader fee agreement, did you guys approve that? Or have we talked about that? That's still open?
Still open. There's new projects, so he was authorized on that. You know, we've got, two new invoices that came in.
Right.
And, you know, I don't see, right now, I don't see us paying those. We'll have to look at them for next month.
Yep.
Because they're getting to add up.
Received a East Wayne Fire District report for calls in December 2017. They had a total of 53 calls throughout the entire district in December 2017. 11 of those occurred within Sugar Creek Township.
Say that again, sir.
53 total calls in December 2017, 11 calls in Sugar Creek Township.
And this was for what month?
December 2017. And 17 calls in the village of Downton, which is technically also inside Sugar Creek Township. I talked to Kevin shortly after you talked to him, and I just asked him, can you put together a paragraph saying what have we done and what's coming up? And I think we covered most of the what's coming up.
Yeah, big stuff.
But here's Kevin's report. In January, there was a lot of cindering and plowing. Approximately 500 tons of salt and cinders were put down. During the month at midnight, we got called out to cinder ice on Eckerd and Blosser Roads for the fire at Bill Seidel's. Got called out at 10:30 p.m. to put back up a stop sign. Got called out at 7:30 p.m. for a tree across the road. No major equipment repairs were needed other than general preventive maintenance. Our salt and cinder supply is good. We had 287 tons of 67 hauled in.
How much?
287. I asked him how we're doing with limestone, and he said it's continuing, and he's committed to get all the tonnage that we committed to buy
from 2017. Yeah, that's a great price.
Some detail there. I don't know that we need to put all that into the minutes, but there's some detail there.
Okay.
And that's the only copy.
Okay.
All
right.
So.
You're right. We're doing good with our cinder and salt.
Do you guys want a copy of that? That she can scan an email.
If you're gonna scan it, I'll take an electronic copy. If you're gonna, are you gonna be sending any other electronic files to us?
Not unless you ask for them.
Okay. Then I will, for now, just.
I'll put it with the minutes.
Just one.
Was that for something in here?
Oh, that was just that North Core board that we.
Oh, okay. The road boring? Okay. Mitch?
This week there was supposed to be on Thursday at the Wayne County Court, there was going to be a hearing to clarify this East Wayne Fire District litigation. And I got a call this morning that one of the attorneys was sick, and they're going to have to put a continuance on that. I don't know that it's been set yet, but that'll be posted online. My guess is it'll be a week or 10 days.
I saw they posted 3 dates. They threw out 3 dates.
Yeah,
for availability.
Okay.
So they'll finalize that. And then there will be a meeting at some point with the county auditor and the attorney to see if on the exit agreement or the exit settlement,
right,
there might be some discussion on that.
Okay.
That date will be determined yet too.
Whenever that attorney gets better.
John, any?
Going along with that East Wayne stuff, we'll talk. Reviewing some of the information from being submitted, and I noticed that when we submitted the in for the appellate, we also checked on mediation being available. And I was wondering, are we at a point where we're willing to sit down and listen to other people and try to get past the thing without using the court system?
So
put this in. I know we're looking over top of each other. So with the whole East Wayne, we have this declaratory judgment going on with the 9th District. But in that appeal, our lawyer did click on mediation as a possibility. Whether we use that 9th District mediation, or whether we come up with, without using them, us ourselves doing our own mediation, seeking out counsel, and trying to get past this without having to wait for the 9th District to end things and try to get things moving in the right, any unified direction. Township, Village, East Wayne, Kidron Fire, the whole nine yards moving together, not fighting each other.
Are they ready to accept our offer that we made to them?
It's not so much the offer as just starting to talk and have them understand your whole, our whole idea. We understand their idea, see if there's anything that we can start finding a place where we can go, yes, we actually agree on this, can we move from here and see if there's anything else. Not, we're probably going to be waiting on 9th District to appeal on.
So. From where I stand, we've made an offer to them, and they've never responded, right?
There's been two offers.
Two offers, and they've never responded.
And in the meantime, we've racked up more and more legal bills, and I don't think there's any current offers on the table.
So.
You'd like to see a response back to the offers that were presented?
Are we heard?
check.
Yeah.
Just trying to find a place where we can start. It's
sure.
Not going to be easy.
Yeah. We've put the olive branch out and made offers to resolve this, not us, per se.
The township.
Yeah, the township has, yes, from last
and
year.
Township,
yes.
And we haven't heard jack.
No response.
Okay.
What we hear from our attorney is that their attorney refuses to respond.
Okay. So Schrader's saying that nothing comes back from Comstock.
Correct.
Where we're saying the communication breakdown is happening right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get that communication working.
That, to me, starts with Comstock.
Well, Comstock has also go to his board and then back and forth again.
What more can we do? Is there a recommendation of what more we can do?
So are you liking to see a response, yes, no, what they don't like, what they do like? Is that what you're looking for on those offers that were handed over?
We need to hear something.
Okay.
To me, the ball is in their court.
Okay. And I also think that what might be contingent here is, you know, the county auditor, we've waited over a year. I mean, Ohio Revised Code says that when we withdrew from the Joint Fire District, mm-hmm. the county auditor will apportion and determine, according to our tax base, the amount of money that we should get from the Joint Fire District.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard nothing. Now, there was supposed to be a meeting this week.
Yeah.
So I think at a minimum, we wait to hear at that meeting before we make any determination, because this is all tied together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're waiting, you know, it's been a year. We're incurring legal fees when motions come in and, you know, they have to get filed. And,
yeah.
You know, I think we have to wait to find out, at least from the county.
If I was the public, I'd be furious. Sugar Creek is spending thousands of dollars defending the suits, multiple that we have. And not just that, East Wayne Fire District is spending thousands of taxpayer dollars to light these suits up.
Mm-hmm.
And members of the East Wayne Fire District are also responsible. The conglomeration of Village of Downton, Bachman Township, and Village Marshville are all complicit in this lawsuit. They're all spending taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
And I'd be furious. I'd be at the Village of Downton meeting.
Right, we are.
What is going on? Why are you spending so much money? I'd be at the Bachman Township meeting. Why are we continuing to waste taxpayer money?
Yeah, everyone is.
Yeah, we've heard it here.
Everyone has wasted it.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere soon.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, that is an issue that infuriates me.
Yeah.
Because it's a total waste. We signed an agreement, not the three of us, but the individuals who signed the agreement back in 14. In that agreement, there was an exit clause, and we exited.
And it's clear.
And they and the East Wayne Fire District has not lived up to that agreement. So, how am I to bend over any further backwards? And we've already made two proposals to settle this, and we're hearing nothing.
I was going to say the one that Dave made public, what was the other one that was sent over?
I'm repeating, two. What was the second one?
Yeah, the second one, it was either November or December when it was.
Yeah, of this year?
Of this past year, 2017.
Okay.
There's no current offer on the table. Because we heard nothing.
So the one that Dave made public was the one from before 17? 16 area, or where was that one coming into play at?
That was right before we came out, let's see, 2015, so we were not, 2016 was the first year.
Yeah.
And there was a contract, that was the one that.
We were still in the district until the January 1 of 2017.
2016.
We made the motion in 2016, didn't fall to the end of the year.
You're right, you're right. Yeah. So 2017, so it was in 2016 when it was given, that was Brochus, Johnson and Griggs, the firm that had it.
Yep.
And they were offering, basically, there was a five-year agreement that they offered, and it was acknowledged that they received the offer, they never got a response.
Okay.
You know, and I also know that, I checked, you know, East Wayne never paid, the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department for all they did in 2015. They took care of our whole township area, that's the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department area. Plus, they did 43 calls into the East Wayne Fire District area, including, I think it was 21 into the village of Dalton.
Right.
And so they've been over 35,000, so.
Which, yes, that did happen. From what I'm finding out, there was a communication breakdown. Somewhere between, when you have four people involved, when you look at it, you have the fire department, you have their lawyer, you have East Wayne's lawyer, and you have the East Wayne board. Somewhere in there, communication fell apart. Right or wrong, it happened. But then, you know, like you said about following what your lawyer says, Comstock implored them not to pay it for that year, because there was no contract signed for that year. So are they going to go against their legal counsel? That's up to Comstock, I guess, from the East Wayne board. But that was their suggestion. Again,
so Comstock's, you're saying that you know that Comstock is the one that said, don't pay Kidron for all the work they did in 2015. That came from legal counsel.
That's my understanding, yes. That's where it came from, that was because there was no contract in play. But that, again,
begging for the lawsuit.
But, and again, that's in the past. That should never happen again. Absolutely should never happen again.
That money is still owed. When we gave them $70,000, we, our taxpayers' money, $70,000 went to East Wayne Fire District. And Kidron provided that service.
Right, I think there's ways we can try to recuperate some of that.
Well, I would suggest that might be the first place to start.
Yeah, that might be the opening.
Let's see how serious they are about talking, if they're gonna pay for the services that were given to them and to our township residents.
Right, Kidron does serve Sherrick Township.
Right.
See what we can do.
I didn't want this to seem like it's two on one. I'm not coming down on you.
These are discussions that need to happen.
Right.
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
You're not bothering me one bit.
Hooray.
It's hard discussions, it really is. It's been a lot of years of hard feelings.
Right.
It's not gonna be easy to get past it.
No.
It's not, never is. So, before we sit here and go through the 9th district and wait for all that to happen, it'd be nice if we could try to find something, just something we could agree on.
Yep.
Because I think we'd find that, maybe we can move forward. And I think instead of it being between Sherrick Township and East Wayne, I would like to see the players of the village, because they're also residents. And Kidron Fire has to be included in it also. I mean, they're a stakeholder in this township. Kidron community is a stakeholder in this township. We're not gonna move past if it's just between East Wayne and Sherrick Township. There's a bigger picture here. So I'll see where that contract ended up at. But I think us talking to them is way cheaper than us going through Schrader and them going through Comstock. Maybe I can get some answers.
But I think, yeah, that would show some commitment to me.
Right.
If they,
some goodwill.
Okay. A step.
Yep.
Okay. I'll see if I can work on that.
Yeah, because it's very important to have fire and EMS coverage on the north side of that tracks.
It's important to have it on the south side. Yeah. I live here, you live here.
Yeah.
My friends and family live in the north, family and friends live in the south.
I think EWFD was the first to arrive at the Spuler farm. over the last week, weren't they?
North Lawrence.
Were they not? North Lawrence was first?
Okay. Who's the primary coverage?
East Point. The reason North Lawrence got it, someone across the county line called it in. So it went to CENCOM first.
Okay.
CENCOM then has the call over to 8500. So there's a line. Yes, there's telephone being there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the details on that. I mean, I know you're in that.
The dispatching on that? I'll see if I can pull the request that from CENCOM. Yeah. Only other thing I had was as we were moving Jerry Berg, there were a lot of files. So I started looking into record retention policies. That is not tonight.
No.
That is Historical Society, and I thought the OMETC book was fun to read. Just historical, that's even more fun. So.
Yeah, I sat through one of their classes.
So the RC2 form that we have to fill out and the RC3 form that we have to fill out. But first of all, we have to establish what is
our policy.
It's all according to the State of Ohio Historical Society.
Oh, okay.
They have it all listed out, how long you have to keep each thing.
So it's not even our policy, we just adopt their policy?
Yeah, basically, theirs covered everything from zoning to police, fire, parks, general fund. So we have to look at what is ours and applicable to us. Go from there. It'll be a fun time.
Okay. Anita, anything else?
Nope.
All right. We're 2 hours in. Has anyone filled out a form for public participation? Earl, you came in late. If you wanted to speak, we would. Our policy is that you would sign a form. Anyone wish to participate that has filled out a form? Very well. In that case, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion at 8:59.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thanks very much for your patience. That was a lot of paperwork.